You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. An ordinance that would ban polystyrene, or some may know it as the brand Styrofoam, in San Luis Obispo will go before the City Council Tuesday night. If passed, it would ban the use of expanded polystyrene food and drink containers. However, there would be exemptions if alternatives are unavailable or unaffordable. Greg Herman is the city's special projects manager. He prepared the proposal and says the ordinance would be supported by a number of existing city policies.
So the ordinance is in response to concerns expressed by community members regarding expanded polystyrene, but it's also supported by a number of existing city policies, such as the Climate Action Plan.
Herman says they will continue to provide information to businesses during the transition. Doug Hoffman is the owner of San Luis Paper Company. They provide inventory, including polystyrene products, to local businesses. He said he isn't sure yet how the ban would affect his business, but he knows of a number of very concerned small businesses.
Personally, from a company standpoint, it's a whole lot like I felt about the getting rid of the T-shirt bags. It's fine with me because the replacements cost more. There are a number of very good options out there that are not made of Diamond 6 polystyrene, but it would depend upon whether a customer of mine was willing to pay the extra cost.
Businesses would have 1 year to comply should the ordinance pass. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.